them, serving boys and apprentices laugh and tease each other with the coloured caricatures. Old lackeys in frieze cloaks look at them merely for the sake of yawning away their time somewhere. And the hucksters, young Russian women, halt by their instinct to hear what people are gossiping about and to see what they are looking at. At the time our story opens, the young painter, Chartkov, paused involuntarily as he passed the shop. His old cloak and plain attire showed him to be a man who was devoted to his art with self-denying zeal, and who had no time to trouble himself about his clothes. He halted in front of the little shop, and at first enjoyed an inward laugh over the monstrosities in the shape of pictures. At length he sank unconsciously into a reverie, and began to ponder as to what sort of people wanted these productions. It did not seem remarkable to him that the Russian populace should gaze with rapture upon Eruslanov Lazarevich, on the Glutton and the Caruso, and on Thoma and Erema. The delineations of these subjects were easily intelligible to the masses. But where were their purchases for those streaky, dirty oil paintings? Who needed those Flemish boars, those red and blue landscapes, which put forth?